Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Detani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation notes of Pelkovitz. Just a heads up, in less than a month or so, we're going to be taking our big mid-year, mid-winter hiatus for about 6 weeks or so. That's when we take our big break, lahavda, like they do on shows and episodes. And God willing, we'll come back, and then we usually take a little hiatus later on in spring, and we try to go to the end of the school year, going through the whole Pirkei Avos. So stay with us. We are in Chapter 3, Paragraph 12, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Bet. Yesterday we talked about how what has to come first, the fear of sin, goes over the wisdom. Today we're going to talk about the deeds going over the wisdom. The commentary in the Sforno is for both Mishnahs. We said the commentary yesterday, but we should know that we could think about what the Mishnah says today. Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Chanina used to say, Kol Shema'asav Merubin Mechochmaso, anyone whose good deeds exceed his wisdom, Chachmaso Miskayemes, his wisdom will endure. V'chol Shechachmaso Merubin Mimasav, Ein Chachmaso Miskayemes, anyone whose wisdom exceeds his good deeds, his wisdom will not endure. Sometimes, when looking at this Mishnah, to me, the interpretation, the idea is sometimes it doesn't make sense to do chesed, but we have to do it anyway. Sometimes it might not seem practical, it might not seem realistic. You have all three of your kids are screaming at your feet, and you have to make food for the people that just had a kid, and why did it have to be that Wednesday? Why couldn't it be like Tuesday when they stayed in school later and you had a little more time? Why did it have to be that we signed it for this day and they're all nuts? But we know Pirkei Avos tells us, Lefum Sar Agra, the more difficult the mitzvah is, the more reward you get. It's Sadafka. Hashem wanted it to be the day you have to cook for people, all the kids are crazy. And if you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids, or 2, or 1, sometimes you can understand that it's difficult. And my wisdom says, my seichel says, my intellect says, I cannot do this today. I don't want to do this today. I don't want to be involved in this mitzvah today. I don't want to do it. That would be my wisdom, my intellect, my realism taking over my practical action of doing the action. But my wisdom will not endure. Because at the end of the day, what are you saving? What are you getting? You're missing on that mitzvah which comes through Lefum Tzar Agra. Why? Just because it's too difficult, it's too hard at that moment. Sometimes we have to push ourselves, and sometimes we have to go do things that are difficult. My wisdom, my intellect, my comfortability tells me it's very difficult to make a shiva call. Lo Elena, we should never have to do such things. A couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, I had to make a shiva call. Some neighborhood who helps us out all the time, especially with our baked items, they lost a family member. I don't like shiva calls. I don't do well with shiva calls. I myself dealt with losses, personal losses in my own life of personal family members. I know from the feeling, and I know from being on the receiving end, unfortunately we should never know from such things, and to be on the giving end is also very difficult for me, that mitzvah. My intellect says, let me just send them a letter, let me send them a call, let me send them a package or something. I don't want to go in person, it's too difficult for me. Let me not do this action, let me just think about how to go about it. But then the wisdom won't endure. It won't endure. You have to go through the action and do the action. So I did end up going and stayed there a good 45 minutes or so, just sitting with them, listening to them, and talking to them. Sometimes it's difficult to do actions, but the actions are what really stays, not the wisdom. Thinking about things theoretically, philosophizing, whatever the word is, having your philosophy involved, that's not going to endure. A person needs to learn al menas la'asos. Pirkei Avos teaches us, if you learn just to learn, you're not going to have the ability to actually teach and do and act. You have to learn in order to learn, to act, to teach, and to do. And then you'll be given all the ability to do such things. We can't just stay in the study halls. We can't just stay in the base medrash or in the shul just thinking and learning things theoretically. We have to do things practically. That's why some mesechtas, like Avos, makes a lot of sense to me, because practically there's a lot of wisdom involved that could be put into action. Like Mesechas Brachos, there's a lot of wisdom that could be put into action. It's difficult to relate to some esoteric mishnayos, to some esoteric talmuds or tractates, where it's hard to connect to it because it's more general and more esoteric, or it's related to the temple, which we no longer have. But we have to understand that your actions need to be more than your wisdom. Your actions need to be more than your realism, your practicalism, your theoretical, your philosophical. You have to do the act. When you do the act, when you're acting and you're doing what you need to do, even without a compelling social need, you have to recognize the greatness of Hashem and emulate Him. Realize that your actions demonstrate that your responsibilities are motivated to do good for Hashem, to be Mekadoshim Shemayim. That's how your wisdom will endure, because no circumstance will prevent you from pursuing this ideal, as the Sforno pointed out yesterday. If you let things get in the way, and if you give excuses for everything else, you're never going to get anything done. You have to be a doer. You have to push to get things done. You have to pursue things and see them to the fruition, see them to the end result. I myself am very stubborn, very persistent. I like to see things through the end. We in life have to be persistent and see things to the end. There's always reasons. I'm too tired today. I don't want to do this. I don't want to record my shows. I don't want to do this. I don't want to cook for people. I don't want to donate to people. I don't want to give to people. It's too hard. I have all this money that comes and goes right to tuition. I have to give 10% or 5% or 20% for those who can afford it. I don't want to do that. Philosophically, do I really have to? No, you do. The action has to speak louder than word. The physical movement, the physical involvement of yourself, of your hands, of your body, of yourself needs to be physically involved, and then the wisdom will endure. Don't let the wisdom push off the action. The action should come first, and then the wisdom will stay. If you're motivated by the desire to do good for God and to be making better things in the world for God, to sanctify God, then your civic, social actions and endeavors will be lasting, as the notes pointed out yesterday. But if you're only doing things for your desire to do things that seem to be in wisdom or in the social order, but not really for God, and it's really selfishly motivated or personally motivated, it might be anti-ethical, and then you're not going to have any morals and everything's going to crumble. You have to do the actions for the right purpose. Be Mekadoshim Shemayim. Don't let things get in the way. Don't always think uber practically of what you can do or what you can't do. Sometimes you have to be a little not practical. Yes, it was difficult the other week to cook for a family and to cook for my family. We did it a couple of weeks ago. I'm part of a cooking team for one of the two shuls that we're members of. Yes, that's difficult, and yes, it was hard. It wasn't so practical or theoretical, but an act, we had to push aside the philosophical and do it anyway. If your ma'asin are merubin mechachmaso, the chachmaso miskayemes. If the actions, especially for good, especially for God, especially to sanctify this world, they're doing Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed, that will endure, and the wisdom will endure. So make sure to be involved in your actions, even when it doesn't always make so much sense, and then you'll see what can endure, and hopefully the whole world will be better off for doing so in the end. Join us next time as we talk about if one is pleased with you, how much so is Hashem pleased with you, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.